The following file is about arousal, its effect on you, and the bottomless potential for imagining a still greater arousal, greater than what you're feeling now. Indulgence in masturbation, edging, and compulsive orgasmic pleasure are considered and added to your mental world very powerfully. So I will describe a process, numerous processes. You're hearing about them in this long, slow, hypnotic way. But hearing about them is enough to bring them into force. I am describing erotic, interesting, pleasure-enhancing processes, which change your relationship with your pussy, make you think about what it can do to you in a different way. New ways of thinking about your sex, your stimulation, your arousal, and release. These are ideas worth entertaining. You will focus because you want to know, because I'm speaking arousingly, and because the pleasure you learn here is beyond any that existed before. Self-reinforcing, self-building, you control it, and yet it controls you. I feel I have now warned you sufficiently. Many of these ideas are a kind of infectious process. They enter your mind, and if they are persuasive or you experience great pleasure in communion with them, your mind will wish to feel those sensations again, and so will return the same thoughts to your consciousness. I don't tell you this because I think you're going to turn back. I am almost sure that most people won't, and that you won't. I know you're here to explore this, to feel it. And so I will try to live up to the disclaimer, the hype, with a rapid-fire example of how tempted you can become by your own body. The deeper you have gone into my hypnotic training, the easier that's going to be. You hear me, feel your own body, and that alone might be enough for you to masturbate to, get off to, but I'm going to give you more. So listen and relax. Be blank for me. Feel yourself in the process of imagining the effects on your body, fading to a point where your body is more of a puppet for your impulses. You are attempting to focus down to the barest impulses, the ones which underlie and motivate even basic movement. Please follow as directed through my slow elaboration on these desires. There is one in particular which you might work on now. If you are aroused at the idea of surrendering to your wet, dripping pussy, until the hunger for stimulation is the only thought, until you're caught in a cycle of coming and surrendering, wanting it so badly your eyes cross and your tongue hangs out, and you pant in obscene lust, then you may begin to masturbate. If you want it so badly, who am I to stop you from surrendering? Surrendering to your impulse to touch, knowing it will make this more effective, make it all flow more easily, should only fuel you onward. Touch yourself. Masturbate your pussy. This makes it easier. Your body feels pleasure coming from the increasingly lubricated nerve endings and from your clit, which comes out to say hello. You know that hypnotic words will flow into you, and the thought of that arouses you. Your hand's movement is almost automatic, and your brain is learning that listening to these words comes with pleasure. Touch slowly. There's a term I wish you to familiarize yourself with, because it's a word I feel is best applied to wet, dripping pussies. There are several such terms, phrases, and we'll explore them throughout. I will teach you about edging, gooning, and ruining. All of these are exciting concepts, I assure you. And even if you only practice them with me during hypnosis, each one will help enhance your sexual experience at other times, whether solo or with others. And I'm excited to share, to train, to instruct. So excited, I want to start at once, do them all at once, teach them all at once, but we have to start simple. So we begin with edging. It's more common to refer to edging a cock, or it seems so. But undoubtedly you can think of what it means for your wet, dripping pussy. Touch yourself with intent to stimulate. Touch your pussy with the intent to stimulate it, to come close, and then stop before you orgasm, so you just come up to the edge of it. Do it, and then add in the hypnotic element. Zone out, trance out. Any repetitive action can be the focus of your trance, including touching your pussy. The more you touch it, the more the physical aspect occurs. Even if trance did nothing for you, the physical action of getting your pussy excited engages other systems and makes your mind very wet and ready. Your body begins to crave not only climax, but continued stimulation. Edging is an action that keeps you doing it. The more you do it, the better it feels. So edge. Edge for me. Slow and steady. Touch your clit. Touch your pussy lips. The more you touch yourself, the more aware you are. Aware that your pussy can make you feel good. It's always there, and your touching it need not be about orgasm. It can be about getting your arousal system as worked up as possible. You want to edge. Edge and get wet. Walking around excited physically when you edge your clit. You also make part of it which goes up inside of you, the vast internal structure, more agitated. This excitation increases blood flow to your clit. It gets bigger, easier to stimulate. Easier to stimulate both accidentally and on purpose. Touch it. Hot, heavy, horny feelings are building. But you must stop if you get too near to orgasm. Must command your hands to stop. Stop touching your pussy. Stop caressing. Stop stimulating with delicious, powerful 3-2-1 pulse. Powerful waves. 3-2-1 pulse. Must resist the temptation to let your second or your third or your fourth edging session tumble you over the edge into 3-2-1 pulse. Resist the possibility. Resist the possibility of orgasm and relax. If you need to stop touching your pussy for a time, then so be it. It'll still be wet and twitching. Each time you edge, each distinct time, each discrete time you bring your fingers or a vibrator, though you must be careful, when you bring those things against your pussy and you shiver, each distinct time it gets easier to get a bit too near to orgasm. This is different from ordinary masturbation because edging is a marathon rather than a sprint. You are to keep it up. You are here to keep it up. Do what you might ordinarily fail to do. Inspect these sensations. Inspect every return to sensation which flows to your mind when you're touching yourself. Edging grows from that. Instead of getting swept away, you inspect the discrete sensations. Look closely at every wave of pleasure inside your head, from rubbing your pussy and grinding your clit. Edge it. The 3-2-1 pulse of it can be almost overwhelming, but you must inspect edging. You love edging. Gets you horny, gets you ready. And you like being in trance. You like hypnosis. It feels trancy to make your brain all sex-obsessed by rubbing yourself, almost to satisfaction. And then removing your hand when you're still empty, still hungry, still needing. And we can move to the next step any time. It won't be an orgasm, it won't be satisfaction, but it'll be something good. Edge your pussy and feel it. 1, 2, 3, pulse. And now that you've been edging, been learning, let me teach you about something else as well. Keep edging. Count the edges. How many times do you come close? To learn to edge, make sure you notice how close you can come. Your goal is to get as close as possible, and then cease touching. If, after you edge, your hands want to slide back toward your pussy, as though hypnotized, as though triggered, with a hunger for orgasmic release that you can neither deny nor defy, well, at that moment you will be ready, trained, and in a fit state to proceed. And then the next step. You know, you are free to pause this recording, spend some considerable time edging, be as worked up as possible. The more disorganized your brain gets, the more into it, the more thoughts of sex corrupt your brain and taint your every moment, the better prepared you are for the next step. Which is simply gooning. Strange word, to be sure, but maybe a term you've heard thrown around on the internet. Usually relates to people with cocks. But in the case of your pussy, you're even better suited to the practice. And it is a practice, as well as a method. For tenderizing your mind. Predisposing it to sex. Lust. Sexy thoughts in general. Each and every day. You will become more predisposed to sexy thought. That's what the practice is. And it starts by visualizing. Visualize yourself. Think of your wet pussy. If it were aroused so much, it were slightly parted, beckoning for your fingers or a toy. The opening dripping and drooling your juice out into the world. Sign of your lust and pleasure leaking over into the physical. Your clitoris engorged, sticking out proudly, wanting stimulation, begging for it in fact, being echoed in every other visible part of your body. You, laying there, gooning, masturbating compulsively. Perhaps you have porn playing in the background, watching wet, dripping pussies being stimulated in whatever way you please. It's important that you fixate on some pornographic stimuli. This can be audio like this, or images. But wet pussies and moaning orgasms and surrender should all be part of it. Gooning is a process to get lost in masturbation. Whenever possible, in fact, the compulsive and repetitive nature of the practice is key. Losing track of time. Losing track of thoughts. Grinding your pussy. The goal is to edge. Orgasm is not the goal, but if you just get too horny, maybe it can be slightly forgiven. With a penis, one might edge and accidentally come. Then they'd have to take a break from it. And as gooning is an endurance activity, the blank, repetitive rubbing and grinding of your pussy until you're just lost in thoughts of sex, well, your pussy gives you the freedom to transform into a wonderfully euphoric entity by just letting yourself go. Let yourself go to a place where perhaps the brain knows it's caged in, but even if the door of the cage were open, you wouldn't want to go anywhere. You can just grind, masturbate, compulsively edge your brain out, goon with abandon, get your brain into that altered state. And one key element is porn, staring at porn and edging your pussy, getting naked and safe, and then edging and staring. That's what it is. Again, you can pause if you want to. You can pause this recording and edge extra while you get ready. Or you could even stop here. But getting ready to do this is an erotic ritual in its own right. Ritual. The infectious mental and hypnotic properties of ritual. When you do something the same way over and over, you ingrain it as a kind of ritual of pleasure. This allows its effects to ripple outward. Both forward and back. Anticipation will arouse you, because laying there, becoming more and more wrapped up in the experience of pleasuring between your legs, the porn in your ears or before your eyes, this experience, and looking forward to it, will be able to arouse you before you even begin doing it. And it goes without saying that if you incorporate compulsive masturbation, coupled with very deliberate experience of pornographic or fantasy stimuli, and constant edging, all going toward a climax, but never quite going over, well, that will put you in a disorganized frame of mind. Picture yourself all gooned out, completely subsumed in the feelings from your pussy, staring at pussies being enjoyed in porn, focusing on the genitals as you focus on your own. Edge it, masturbate it, work it, rub yourself, make yourself close, make yourself almost come. What would it do to your brain to be so thoroughly edged for so long? Maybe you'd allow your features to become a fixed kind of grin, one that would prompt the observer, any observer, to ask, What in the world are you smiling about? Of course, they'd see you gooning away, so it might be the least of your concerns. And if you were in a fit state to answer, you'd say you're just doing what comes naturally. Going through your whole day waiting for it. Waiting for the chance to masturbate your mind out. Goon your brain up. Waiting to get home and edge yourself. Make yourself a blank, smiling template for pleasure. Staring at porn. Working it. Edging it. Vacant grin. Vacant eyes. Your eyes occasionally fluttering, but when you manage to open them and stare at the porn, get some right now, by the way. Pause if you need to. Keep edging if you can. Stare at something, or listen to something in the background, some extra porn or moaning. Something to stare at while you edge. The visual stimuli help. That, and it's just so good for you. It feels so good. If you were out and about, but your brain and pussy were thinking of gooning, the uniquely porn and pussy adult state where you're drunk on your pussy, worked up on the good feelings from your sex, your skin feeling warm, delightful, good all over, listening to my voice and falling into it as if my words were expanding, to cover you like some warm, comforting liquid, your body stripped bare, your mind blank in an empty place waiting to be filled up by my words, or by porn and masturbation and almost orgasm and edging. I like to supply you with things that get you all caught up in compulsive masturbation. So picture yourself. You want to edge. You want to goon your mind blank. That's why and when you stare at porn. Devote long, long stretches to edging only. Orgasm is forbidden, just edging. So just think of your pussy and focus on it. If you get too horny and you accidentally come, maybe. But your goal is to get so caught up in your pussy that you edge and edge and edge while staring at pussies enjoying themselves in porn, imagining your sex enjoying itself the way you hear and see. Wet. So wet. Wet brain, wet pussy. Edge until your mind leaks out between your lower lips and moans and drool escape your mouth. Your tongue, licking the air, wanting to lick up the juices from your fingers, maybe. And I love helping you be this way. Everything I say floats into your head and coats you. And perhaps the part of your mind that you consider your viewpoint begins to fall inward, away from your eyes, into an inner world, a place where I can direct or where you can goon your thoughts away. Rub your pussy. Rub it till your brain leaks out. Rub it. I'm describing pleasurable things, edging, gooning, and there's one more step. One more step to live and feel. And since your subconscious wants you to experience the manifold pleasures you know I'm capable of inflicting and gifting upon you, well, it's my accomplice. It will love this idea. It will incorporate this idea. As it does to edging, so too it will do to gooning, new words, new concepts, or ones you've heard before. Either way, your pussy and brain surrender together to these habit-forming, tempting ways of articulating your new and ever-evolving sexual needs. Your subconscious wants pleasure. And new pleasure is prized and interesting. Your subconscious is my accomplice, bringing edging forth, bringing gooning forth, as possibilities. When you walk around, your subconscious mind reminds you you can goon to porn pussies and edge your own pussy, later on, or now, whenever you can. And as my accomplice, it's going to assist me by reaching down into the depths of your mind, to the places where you keep your horniest, most powerful sexual fantasies. And from that desperation, your mind is going to pull the echoes of your entrapment and submission, deep, throbbing submission to your own pussy, and to its effect on you. Gooning away, pulsing away, edging away, watching porn, or listening to sexy descriptions of pleasure for your pussy. Whatever the source, get truly fucked up on that fantasy. That's gooning. Edging until your mind is disorganized. And then when you're close to coming, here's the final secret, the final training, the final habit. Edge yourself up toward your gooning orgasm, the pleasure you've been promising yourself all this time. Edge up to it. And instead of stopping, you are allowed to go ahead and tip yourself over the edge, over to where your pussy clenches. You're coming. Make yourself come. Then let your hands fall away. You're pulsing, throbbing, trying to come. Your pussy was just an inch, just half a second into coming. And then you stopped. Your arms got weak and sleepy and hypnotized. You goon and edge, you grind, you almost come, you get to finally come. That should be satisfying, shouldn't it? But then your hands fall to your sides, not touching, untouched. Your wet pussy untouched. It just came. It just gooned. It just spent so long feeling good. This exquisite feeling where you come, and you come, and then you stopped touching. The sublime denial. The moment of true denial. Where just a moment ago you were coming. And then your hands fall away and your brain says that you really, really need it. But you know that your destiny is to learn what it is to ruin an orgasm. That's what this is. Your pussy's orgasm is being ruined. You're throbbing. You want to touch. But your hands are deeply hypnotized. Gooning is about edging until you want the orgasm so badly that your brain is all disorganized. But ruining is about wanting it with perfect clarity. The whiplash from sliding so super deep into gooning to porn, rubbing your pussy to porn. Then so wide awake, tight, hot, want to touch, not allowed to touch, focused. Into ruining. The two extremes, the deepness and the alertness. Ruining to gooning to ruining to gooning once more. Rubbing your pussy to porn. Coming. Hands falling away. You want it. You want to be sweaty and blank and covered in your juices, sitting in a bed or on a chair, watching as porn takes your mind to a deep, masturbating place, compulsively indulging in sexuality. You want to be there knowing you're going to come, going to come, and you decide, okay, you have to stop gooning, you have to do something else, but it's so hard to tear your attention away from your hardened little nub of a clit, your drippy, wet pussy. Hard to stop drooling and crossing your eyes and grunting and gooning. So what do? You come. And then you deny yourself. A strange orgasm where you start to come, but you do your best to stop the orgasm in its tracks. And doing that, instead of making you satisfied, just makes you hungrier. Makes you want to orgasm more. This makes you want to go under into gooning blankness. And you go off into the world of watching porn and rubbing your pussy. Still hungry for orgasm because edging made you horny. Gooning made you horny. But ruining left you that way. Edge, goon, and ruin. Tempting. Alluring. And you've been doing it all the while. Get into that mindset. Watch porn. Grind your pussy. Milk your mind. Your thoughts are turning juicy and running out between your legs. Your thoughts are sweating out of you. Every sticky, shining, leaking bit of you, grunting and groaning and grinding and gooning, letting your mind turn to liquid and leak out of your pussy. When you want to stop, you have to ruin. It's the only way you get to stop gooning. Come as close as you can, anyway. Going from the goal of long, drawn-out drifting, where you spend all day just in the middle distances of orgasm, gooning the hours away, hours and hours of porn and pussy rubbing, losing track of time in a trance-like state. That trance-like state makes you feel so wonderful. Goon until your brain is covered in honey, and your thoughts are sticky and slow because of it. Goon until you're blank. Goon until you're a wreck. You want it. You want it deep. Deep in your mind and strong inside your head. Goon yourself blank and empty and then ruin it at the end. Edge, edge for long periods, looking at porn, fantasizing. Do other things to make the gooning stronger. Let your eyes cross, let yourself drool, let signs of what you are, a gooned out, pussy-possessed plaything, take over. Goon blank and deep. You stare at porn, you edge your pussy, work until your blank, wet pussy, until thoughts are a thing of the past, until it's in control. Go until you have to stop. And when you have to stop, you ruin your orgasm to keep you hungry. staring at porn, gooning your pussy blank and deep, day to day, time to time, grinding your pussy, pushing two fingers into your slurping, weeping, desperate fuckhole, fingering yourself, rubbing your clit with your palm, or grinding on the edges of things, against cushions, anything to let you hump your mind out, gooning and making sure porn and fantasies are filling you up. Watch porn. Stare at fantasy images inside your head as you goon yourself blank and deep. Outside your head as you goon and stare. Docile, dull-minded. It feels too good. Doses of pleasure. Doses of joy. You are gooning your mind away until you're ruining. Ruining leaves you desperate, hungry, waiting for more, wanting more. And you're just going to have to hunger for it while you do other things. The better your edging and gooning gets, the better your pussy will feel. The more desperate and hungry you're going to be after the orgasm. The ruined orgasm. Where your hands stop touching and all you can do is beg. All you can ever do is beg for more. Ruining, gooning, edging, blank, deeply pussy-controlled. Deeply mindless. You love it. And now you're feeling it. Now you're into it. Now it's a self-perpetuating cycle, edge and goon for me. And next time I'll make it even better. Stare at porn, sweating, drooling, crossing your eyes, desperately masturbating, desperately ruining when it's time to stop, knowing that if anyone could see you, they'd see your sweated, dripping thighs, your juicy, leaking pussy, your grinding, automatic, pleasure-seeking, hedonistic motions. Stare at porn, sweating and drooling and crossing your eyes, still desperately masturbating. Lose track of time. Submit to your own sex. Submit to trance. To mindless gooning. It's good for you. It fits into your sexual desire, your arousal, your understanding of self. This is how you are and this is what you like. Admit that. Own that. And everything will only get better for you. Work your sex, work your mind, masturbate, stimulate, surrender, truly surrender. And when you come, you just make yourself hungrier. Make yourself feel the emptiness ever more powerfully. Waiting always for the next chance to goon your thoughts out. Knowing how desperate, sexy, undignified, obvious, powerfully aroused you appear. And are going to appear whenever you edge, goon, and ruin. Which is what you want to do. It's just part of your life. Part of your normal behavior from now on. You edge and it gets you wet and hot. You edge and it gets you blank and deep. Edging brings you to a place where you are obsessed with and pleasantly occupied with always the denial between your legs. The unique ways you can make your pussy feel if you just focus on feeling that way long enough. Gooning thoughts away. Leaving your brain empty as you stare at porn. Occupying your mind only with wet, dripping pussies and all the things that can be done to them, including yours. Wetly edging, then gooning, your mind and thoughts away, repeatedly, repetitively, continuously, ongoing. Porn taking your mind over, staring at it, enjoying that wet, dripping sign from between your legs that everything you're doing is for your pleasure, your sexual fulfillment, and it goes on and on. The longer it goes on, the more your pussy and the chemical things it does to your own brain preoccupy you. The more masturbation and compulsive pleasure from same occupy you, preoccupy you, fill your head. You want to go back there. You're out doing other things, and you just want to go back to gooning and edging. And, of course, when you do need to go do something else and stop the gooning, the pleasure, the constant rubbing, grinding, rutting of it, you have to ruin. Or come as close as you can. A ruined, desperate moment where you tip over the edge into coming, but then your hands slide away, your hands fall away, and you're left blankly humping at the air, moaning your thoughts out. You're left wanting to come harder, but instead you ruin it. And after ruining it, you let it edge up in your head and tell you, this is how you are. This is what you are. Edged, ruined, gooned, waiting for it, wanting to goon again, go again, wanting to maybe get satisfied next time. And remember, you can still seek satisfaction with others if that's your thing. But when you're in an edging track, you should edge. When you're in a ruining track, you should ruin. And when you're like this and you need to get out of your gooning, you've just gotta ruin, gotta do it in order to get back to yourself, even though you know it'll leave you horny, hungry for more, leave you wet and empty. Just how you're gonna be when you're done gooning from now on.